Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You miss any of the show, you can always grab the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just put in the search term Sports Junkies, and you will get that. If you missed our interview with Mike Florio, you can grab that via the podcast. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page.
By the way, has anybody seen, has like Terry McLaurin posted anything on Instagram today? Has he had anything on his story?
I don't know. You were the one that was all over that yesterday. No. I have not checked.
I'll have to check. Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on the website, BMWFairfax.com. Make sure you tell them EB sent you. All right, guys. You know, this guy's been all over the news lately. He looks pretty terrible. But Justin Bieber has surprised fans by releasing a new album. I guess that's the new bit now. You just shock people, release it overnight. The new album is titled, it's a terrible name, Swag. The record features 20 songs with track names including Dad's Love, Devotion, Therapy Session. It follows online concern for the singer's mental health after a recent confrontation with paparazzi. So, you know, man, I think that's a terrible name. I mean, that's like cringe if you name your album Swag. But I actually do think Justin Bieber puts out catchy tunes. I'm curious if you have a couple of these. Let's see what he's up to. Does he still have it?
This is all I can take.
Just waiting for him to play the fart sounds.
Yeah, I know. Longest intro ever. Is that like somebody like beat pop?
I mean, not my thing.
That's all I can take.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that. I didn't really like the mix. It just seemed off. You have another one, Valdez?
This is Daisies.
Daisy Dukes.
Head is spinning and it don't know when to stop. Ships it forever, babe. Did you mean it or not?
It sounds something a little like the old Justin.
This sounds like
this one's better than
this
that.
One sounds like Shawn Mendes or something like that.
Those guys sound like Justin. Justin's a beast when he's on. That one's better than the first one. All right, do you have one more?
The Way It Is, featuring Gunna. Baby Gunna Henderson.
That's your boy.
I like the second one is more of my favorite of the three that we played. But anyway, if you're a Biebs fan, which I know a couple of my daughters, well, I only have two daughters. At one point, they were all in. When Biebs had like his YouTube series, I remember my daughter Meg was all in on it, watching everything. We mentioned Casey Anthony the other day. And remember, she was spotted on that date in New Hampshire. Well, the paparazzi, I guess they got nothing better to do. They're following Casey Anthony around. And now it's a big deal. They got her captured, leaving shocker, TJ Maxx. Maybe she found some Peter Millar shirts.
You and Casey Anthony.
We have something in common. We love TJ Silly.
Hey, do you think Casey Anthony gets a wave when she walks in like you do?
A lot of people do. Drabby did that story. You get excited that you're going to find some deals. You want to get the last silly extra large before it goes.
Casey Anthony leaving TJ Maxx.
I mean, I can't believe that this is newsworthy. This made TMZ.
I can't believe
this
it.
This made TMZ. Her leaving with her bags from TJ Maxx. Let me see. I don't care about that story.
I can't believe that they're following Casey Anthony around.
This is
and she knows they're there.
I guess. I'm sure she's annoyed by it. I'm sure she doesn't want the attention. I mean, how could you want that?
Right.
Remember I told you, I'd love for somebody to look up, Drab, see if you can find out how much was that bag that Bronny, he was wearing a backpack. I think it was a Louis Vuitton backpack. How much is that thing worth? Because there's an original Birkin bag that sold at auction. You want to guess how much it sold for?
$500,000.
The original bag, custom made for actress Jane Birkin, became one of the era-defining designs of the 20th century, was sold in Paris on Thursday for a record $10.4
million.
$10.4 million. Is Jane Birkin like a famous actress that you've even heard of?
No, I know. I saw the story about it a couple weeks ago. She helped design that bag.
Okay.
She was like a mom or something, and she had a small bag, and she was frustrated, and she went to a designer and said, can you make me a bag that's bigger? And Hermes or whoever made the bag, and it became iconic. And she used that bag that sold for $10 million like every day. And it was the original Birkin. So in the
it's
an iconic bag. It's the one of one Birkin bag. And those bags are already, I don't know, tens of thousands of dollars.
They say they go for around $10,000. Regular Birkin bags sell for more than $10,000.
And they're just purses.
This one's a travel bag, so it's a little bigger. It was worn for 9 years by Birkin on a daily basis. You know how some of those girls have those big, like, Louis Vuitton bags.
But you can't even, I don't think you can even walk in and buy a Birkin bag. Like, they don't just let moms off the street.
You have to, like, wait list.
You have to wait list, get appointments, get, like, pre-approved. It's a whole thing.
So Hermes is the ones that sells those?
Yeah, and I think they only make a certain number a year.
We were actually, wherever the hell I was recently, I don't know where it was, one of these towns.
Dallas?
No, yeah, I think it was in Dallas. We were in the, like, their high-end district where, like, the, you know, Chanel and Hermes and all these whatever.
Like a Rodeo Drive?
Yeah, like that kind of area. And if I went into that Hermes store, they wouldn't have a Birkin bag.
No.
I don't know exactly. But I know, like, you can't just walk into the Paris store and go, I'd like a bag. They go, you don't have an appointment, please leave.
Those stores are the worst when you go, like, because there's always, like, there was a Peter Millar there. And I know from going into other Peter Millar stores, not worth going in. Because they literally sell the pants for $240.
Mm-hmm.
When I could buy him at wait for him to come to TJ Silly and bid him for $50. Why would I pay $250? They sell golf shirts for like $150.
Yeah.
Why would I buy that?
Millar stuff. Millar gear is expensive.
Yeah, but you can wait. You just wait and it eventually will come. It might be last year's design, but you could get it for $50, $40. I don't know.
Or you endorse golf them and get gift cards.
Yeah.
It's not my money.
It's just such expensive stuff.
Bronny James brought the Virgil Louis bag ahead of the Lakers matchup.
Yeah, how much is that thing worth?
$20,000.
$5,000.
Oh, that's it? Okay. I thought it was like $100,000 or something. No. It was the world's ugliest bag.
Was it Louis just a Vuitton. Toiletry bag?
No, it was some sort of backpack. Okay. It was like colorful.
Sometimes you see the guys just walking in with their toiletry bag.
The guys look ridiculous. With what they're wearing now, they're embarrassing.
They're peacocking.
Yeah, I guess it's embarrassing.
What did Flag wear coming in?
I don't know. He looked like a regular dude.
I just saw like a walk-in where he's wearing.
He seems like a regular.
He looked like he looks like he's a sweaty dude. You notice that
his hair?
He looks kind of sweaty. He has like a cheesy mustache, right? Like
he didn't in college. I don't think.
I thought he just looks dirty to me. Like, just kind of stinky. Yeah, like a sweaty guy. Some people are just sweaty. I feel like Valdez might be sweaty. Are you sweaty?
Very sweaty.
Yeah, yeah.
You should see when I was walking at Hidden Creek on Wednesday.
Oh, I believe
my arms, you could see the beads of sweat on my arms.
Yeah.
I look like Aaron Rye because I have to wear two gloves. My hands sweat so much. There's five people that understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. You're Maddie Two Gloves. Tom Brady's reps are pushing back on the report that he's too old for Sofia Vergara. How could he be too old? She's older 50, than him.
She's 53. Yeah, I would think so.
That doesn't even make sense.
I would say maybe too old for Sydney Sweeney.
He's too old because, I guess, does she date younger guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She must date like
35. She was married to that guy from Magic Mike.
She probably dates 30-year-olds.
Well, here's what it says. This is from the New York Post. Tom Brady's reps are pushing back on a report that claimed the NFL star isn't interested in dating actress because she's too old.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense, right?
Yeah.
Because how old is Tom now? Is he about 47, 48?
You nailed it, maybe. 47.
He's butt skinny. I mean.
But he looks, I mean.
I guess he looks good. He needs to eat a hamburger.
Where does he live? I mean, I know he lives anywhere he wants, but is he still living in Florida?
In Tampa.
Is he still living in Florida?
I think he's got a different place, maybe.
Where are his kids? Got a rack of them.
I think he's got one somewhere else.
Yeah, that was from the first. Yeah.
In Florida, I think.
Wherever Giselle and the jiu-jitsu guy are living.
Right.
That's where the kids are.
So embarrassing that she.
Sofia Vergara's 53. Yeah. 6 years. At that point, who cares?
But he's not gonna settle down with Sofia Vergara. That's a lock.
Probably not. Although he does have kind of a past of famous relationships, right? The mother of his first child was an actress, and then he got with Giselle.
No, I'm not saying not because of the fame. I'm just saying because he's not gonna settle down with a 53-year-old woman. Even as though she's as hot as she is.
I don't know, though. I think his first, the mother of the first child was a lot older than him. That, he might have
that,
a thing.
Is that Moynihan? Is that
yeah.
Bridget Moynihan?
Bridget Moynihan.
How old is she now?
I don't know. She's probably in her early
40s. Early 50s?
Bridget Moynihan?
She's 54.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, Vergara, younger. I mean, it's different time. But the mother of his oldest is 54.
Right.
I don't know.
All right,
I mean, look, erase age.
Mm-hmm.
She has a ridiculous body and is very pretty.
No. Yeah, she's beautiful. There's no doubt about it. Last but not least, the lead story on TMZ. Valdez, were you ever a claw guy? Not crab claws.
The claw machine.
The claw machine. Were you a claw machine guy when you would go to the arcade?
No, I was.
Did that ever intrigue
no,
you?
No, I would always
Billy Cakes was.
I would always do skee ball.
Yeah, you were a skee ball guy.
Yeah.
Well, what's your record?
I was pretty good.
You get a bunch of 50s or the hundreds? No.
I would aim for the 40.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get 40 nonstop.
Apparently, in Cincinnati, in Ohio. There was a kid that was so sized for the claw machine. What do you think he did?
Got stuck inside it.
He climbed inside.
I don't know how that happens, but it seems to happen all the time.
There's some sort of door on the bottom. Well,
there's no way he could
climbed
fit through
up
that
in
door.
There.
Yeah, but there are people walking by, and they just let him climb in there.
Did you watch the video or something?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah.
How stupid are people?
I don't know.
This kid's climbing inside.
Where are the parents?
What are the parents doing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
They say he was at an animal claw machine at a community center. Yeah. In Mason, Ohio, which is about 25 miles northeast of Cincinnati.
They're using the weights. They're using the Nautilus machine. Do you remember that nubby weight system that they had at the South Bowie Community Center?
Sure, it was like one of the original Nautilus things, yes. Right?
Like looking back on it, it was so trifling.
You know what always intrigues me?
Hmm.
Is that anytime I'm at Marty's Playland in Ocean City,
I
always got to put a couple quarters in to that machine that pushes the quarters to the edge.
Oh, you're one of those guys. Yeah. And what is the point of that? What can you win?
Because they...
It's terrible jewelry.
Sometimes there's tickets on top of the quarters. Other times it's more quarters. Sometimes
yeah,
they have
it
like...
It is kind of fun.
They have like money that's balled up on top, and you're just kind of hoping that some creep down... You put a quarter in, maybe you get like eight quarters back. I do get a little bit sized for that.
You know what they had in Myrtle Beach that Dylan like fell in love with for a day or two was that old school. It's not a pinball machine, but it's like a baseball game where the ball comes and you got like this little baseball bat. It's essentially a pinball machine. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
I think I do. I think I've seen that.
Hard to describe, but you have to get a certain number of runs.
I get sized for whack-a-mole.
Hey, that's a silly one.
I don't know why. It's fun to do.
I think your reflexes are still fast enough.
They're not that good.
Big Buck Hunter now. That's fun.
What is that?
Oh, that's a great game.
What is it?
You have your shotgun. You have your shotgun.
Yeah.
And then they put you in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And then you got to shoot the bucks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or the bears. Or without hitting like the moose.
That's silly.
It is. It's like you're on your own hunting trip.
Do they still have Paperboy?
No.
The video game?
No.
Frogger?
No.
Could we get that on our computer right now?
I mean, Frogger.
Could I get that on my computer right
now? I'd say
this.
Frogger has been the game which, and I don't know if it's popular right now, which replaced Frogger. The more modern version is called Crossy Road.
All right, what is Crossy Road? I mean, obviously, you
it's
cross
basically the
road.
Same thing. You're just a character and you got to
dodge buses and tractor trailers.
Yeah, jump
and
on
cars.
Logs and.
Right.
What,
exactly.
What about Papa Shot? Were you guys big Papa Shot guys?
I was never that great at it. Were you good at it? The people seem
to be okay
good at
for
it.
One
had
year.
A technique. I always tried to shoot it regular.
No, you got to like bank it off the back.
I never had a technique.
I used to do like.
Some guys I felt like they would just kind of do like this.
I was decent. They had one at Langways, and me and Mike Frazier, because Langways was a job. I was a waiter that only after softball games or softball tournaments would it be crowded.
Right.
And so there was a lot of dead time, and they had a pop a shot, and we got pretty good at it that summer.
I actually think I could beat anybody in Connect Four, too. I'm silly at Connect Four.
You really shouldn't lose in Connect Four if you pay attention. Unless you have traps.
I'm a novice at Connect Four. I don't feel like I've played much.
You just got to pay attention.
I feel like I've played like 3 or 4 times in my life. You're silly at it?
I think I'm silly.
You know what we were silly at in college?
Hey, there's Connect Four. Maybe we should have a battle. I think there's a Connect Four in the break room.
Yeah, there's like a board in the break room.
You know what we need to get here?
I'd be sized to beat Valdez real quick.
In Connect Four. Here's what we need to get in here. Dartboard. Why don't we get a dartboard? We had one in college. I think it was
that
a period
would never
of time.
Be used. It'd be used for like one
day.
We would compete against
each
other.
We would lose them so quick.
Yeah.
We put it over here against one of these walls. We put some drywall up there.
How many holes are going to be in the wall eventually?
No, there'll be a million, but we'll get like some drywall.
Yeah, hook it up.
You know, behind it. And we'll just pummel it.
They got them at TJ Maxx?
I'm sure. Did you ever get into darts? Did you ever have it like at a college house or anything?
No. Didn't have the patience for it.
We did.
I don't understand the scoring.
I don't in these days anymore either, but we did it all the time. We had vicious matches.
We had holes everywhere. They're never going for the bullseye. They're always going for the outer layer.
You
got to
get in the little things. Yes. The rings.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't anymore, but I could get a refresher.
Score.
Yeah. We need something in here. I'm not playing. Are you playing the air hockey?
No,
in the
but
green
it's not
room?
Even plugged in.
It's not even plugged in.
Because it's got a. Dude, they bought a little tiny air hockey thing. You'd have to bring in an extension cord to plug it in.
I don't want to insult anybody, but they kind of botched that.
Yeah.
They kind of botched that in the green room.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back. All right, so I saw this controversy that has kind of been brewing here for the last couple of days. Our old pal RG3, who used to come on with us weekly.
That's right.
He's really kind of stirred the pot lately with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. He first said Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark.
Right.
All right. And then he took it a step further, saying that the Skies forwards' inner circle confirmed she does hate Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Angel Reese then took to Twitter and said, lying on this app when everybody know the first and last name of everybody in my circle for clout is nasty work. So she was referencing RG3. Ryan Clark then jumped on the pile. Remember, Ryan Clark has a back and forth with RG3.
Oh, and then he sides with Angel.
Of course, he says,
why is he tweets, involved?
He says, desperation will force you to make things up. It's okay to take the L and move on sometimes. Lying just makes it worse.
Right.
That's think RG3 is lying and making it up?
No.
Just to get reaction?
You actually think that people in Angel Reese's inner circle
reached out to him?
No,
he probably knows somebody that knows somebody. I wouldn't be surprised if he knows. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I just assume everyone hates Caitlin Clark except for her teammates.
Yeah, I mean, didn't she finish ninth in All-Star voting?
Everyone just try and beat up on her.
I think they're incredibly jealous of her.
I mean, hate's a strong word, but I can't imagine she likes her.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. You see it with your own two eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, she definitely doesn't like her. Yeah. And I don't doubt that Robert knows, if he doesn't know somebody directly. I mean, his wife's an athlete. He's an athlete. I just don't doubt that he would know a couple players in the WNBA. I don't doubt that at all. His sister was an athlete.
Ryan Clark already had to apologize once, man. These guys, did they hate each other when they were teammates? They must have.
I think Robert rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, you know, because he kind of threw people under the bus inadvertently. I don't think he meant to, but he kind of would throw people under the bus inadvertently.
And he was treated differently by the owner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. But Ryan Clark has come off not great lately, in my opinion, too.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent, but he's jumping on the pile here.
They're both annoying.
Yeah.
They're both way too emotional weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
For me, at least.
But they also, I mean, I don't know that Robert Griffin is coming at Ryan Clark, but Ryan Clark can't let it go. You know, their little tit for tat.
Yeah, why don't they just shut up? Why can't Ryan Clark?
I could see Ryan Clark, he didn't get fired the first time, right? Mm-hmm. He's still employed by ESPN. Now he has a super successful podcast.
Clark does? Ryan does?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think it's called The Pivot.
Does he do it by himself?
No.
Is it just like an interview thing, or has he got a bunch of guys he does it with?
I think he does it with two guys. I think he maybe does it with Fred Taylor, and then I don't know the third guy.
Is that the one with Shane Battier? No.
Channing Crowder.
Ryan Clark literally,
Channing Crowder's
when he was playing here, lived right down the street from me. I never saw him.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw him. I see Frankie Louvo all the time.
Right?
Do you talk to him?
No, I wave to him.
He's
very nice. He always honks.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's never stopped and said, hey, what's up?
Right.
But he's got this big-ass truck, and I see him all the time when I'm walking my dog, and he's like, what's up, man?
He just seems like a good dude.
Oh, he's a good dude.
Frankie Louvo?
Yeah.
He seems like a good dude.
He got a bomb-ass house with a sweet pool.
You invite yourself over?
I wish I could.
Does he know your first name?
No chance.
Yeah.
Does he know you're on the Junkies?
No chance.
No, he's just a tall guy walking your dog.
He just sees me walking a dog all the time.
Right. Yeah, I'm just curious.
He doesn't know who I am.
Right. I'm just curious. So you don't think that he's making it up, RG3?
No. Could you tell me exactly what he said, though, again? Like,
did he say, I have sources, or he just says,
he said, you know,
Reese hates
she, it. She insinuated, or he insinuated that he knows people close.
Yeah, he said people.
Inner close, circle yeah, is the core.
The Angel Reese's inner circle said that she hates her.
All right. I would believe that.
I believe it, and I believe Robert.
I mean, I think it's obvious that she hates Caitlin Clark.
Right, so I believe it.
And I think Jason's right. Most of the league hates Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Hate's a strong word.
Is Paige Beckers as divisive?
No.
No, people just seem to like her, right?
Not even close.
I don't even think she's known. There was a bit on Jeopardy the other day.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to use this for big surprises. So there's three Jeopardy contestants, and there's a picture of Paige Beckers. And They're like,
yeah, what was the clue?
They give like this University of Connecticut star,
right?
And just got drafted in the WNBA. Nobody and the one it. Guy goes, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, right. They just guessed Caitlin Clark.
And then the next two, silence.
I don't want to do that. I shouldn't embarrass myself this way, but I've exhausted my WNBA knowledge with Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Paige Beckers.
What about Aaliyah Edwards, who is the person that the Mystics drafted?
Don't really have a follower. I guess I know Sophie. Her bodyguard, right?
Do you know Cameron Brink?
You know,
that's the one that
Kelsey Plum.
Who's the one? Is Cameron Brink the one that had like a kid with Matt Leiner? No, that was somebody else. Totally different.
I don't know who you're talking about. Cameron Brink is the girl from.
Did she go? Where'd she go? Did she go to South Carolina?
She's on the Sparks. She's like 7 feet tall. Yes. She tore ACL.
Yeah.
You probably know the one that shoots a lot of threes. That went against Curry. I don't want to give you the name yet.
I don't know her.
Ionescu.
Yeah, she's
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
Only reason why I know
Sabrina. And do you
know
who like the MVP is?
Let me finish this. The only reason why I know Sabrina is because Coop, Meg's boyfriend who plays for Cornell, he wears Sabrina's. Is that a thing that guys wear like girl shoes? Because those are marketed to women, right? But he says they're super comfortable.
He may be one of one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. He wears the Sabrinas because he says they're butt comfortable. But I thought those were like marketed just.
But
for
you're probably
well, you know,
like most
chicks.
People.
You know Breanna Stewart.
I mean, I've heard the name.
I mean, if you saw her, you'd say, "Oh, yeah."
She's... You know Asia Wilson, right?
Who?
Asia Wilson.
That's the one that wins MVP. I think.
Dude, my file's not that good on it.
Yeah. Well, you're probably like most. WNBA fans. They know Caitlin Clark.
How about this? I've never been more interested in WNBA than I am today, July 11th. Never been more interested. Because Caitlin Clark makes it interesting. Angel Reese being a villain makes it interesting. It makes it interesting. Give me some of that.
Props to Angel for getting the cover of 2K26, by the way. I mean,
that's huge.
She's a big deal.
She's on the cover.
It wasn't Caitlin Clark?
Nope.
So, and it features men. Does it even have women on?
Well, they have multiple covers. SGA's on one of them, and she's on another. They have a WNBA feature in the game.
They do.
Yeah, they've put other females.
They
in
have
before.
Like what? Like
I can't remember. I think there was a, I can't remember who it's been.
No, she's like through the roof. Like her Q rating relative to like what she's probably making in the WNBA. Her Q rating is huge. She's marketed herself very well.
No, drabs all over it. The Mystics should have drafted her, and it has nothing to do with basketball. But it turns out she's actually a damn good basketball player.
She's gotten better.
She maybe misses some layups here and there, but she's a rebounding monster.
Yeah, she's big. She's big and strong.
Right. Yeah. Did her brother sign with anybody? Did he sign a two-way with anybody?
I think he signed with the Lakers?
Yes.
He did. Okay.
He's in their summer league.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. That's good. We got.
I don't know if there's expectations that he makes
now,
it.
Or is he? No, his week finished. Oh, so he's just starting this week.
Yeah. First right. game.
I'm curious now.
Five for nine from the field.
I want to see Queen.
Looked
Valdez
pretty good.
Is predicting greatness.
It was a good highlight package,
right? You're on the record. You're predicting greatness for Derek Queen.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Multiple all-time All-Star.
Oh. All right. I got. Can I pay $5 on that?
Yeah, $5 right. for
but there's
career.
Odds. You got to get mine.
He's got to make multiple. Yeah. Make two or more.
Two or more.
Two or more. $5. Put it in. We'll have to pay that off in 10 years.
You know, Caitlin Clark is actually having a bad year.
Well, I know that like her last four or five games.
Her shooting is bad.
Like what are her percentages?
I want to say it's like 36%. Last year she shot 42%. She's shooting 38%. But she's shooting 30% from threes.
Right.
She's actually having a bad year.
I mean, she takes ridiculous threes.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
I just saw this mock baseball. You know, the draft is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What time's the draft start, Drabby? Do you know? Is it? It's night, right? 7 o'clock or something?
I thought it was usually around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but this mock draft says about 55% chance the Nats will take Cade Anderson, who's the pitcher at LSU, the lefty, and not take Ethan Holliday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense. You see the success of Skeens, right? You're hoping you get the next Skeens.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the hype is anywhere near that for this guy.
No, it says it'll be 55% chance it's Anderson, 35% chance Holliday. So, I mean, still a chance they'll take Holliday. But they're saying they're weighing it heavier to Cade Anderson, the pitcher out of LSU.
It might be the right
Who's
move.
His agent? Could be agent related. That kind of
I don't know.
Tips the scale.
I think I read that both were Boris clients.
Yeah, I know Holliday is.
Yeah, I think that Anderson might be a Boris client as well.
Scott Boris.
Yep.
Both.
Yeah, they're going to be dealing with Scott Boris either way, probably.
They're going to have to start paying these guys. You know? The problem is that even if you do offer to pay him, Boris still knows the way to get more money is you gotta subject him to... Yeah,
even if you're willing to extend Holliday, let's say, mm-hmm. after the contract, Boris's goal is to get him to free agency.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
It's rare that he... resigns before the end of the deal.
When is the draft actually? What day?
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Is he silly, Cade Anderson?
I mean, I only saw a few highlights. He was 13-1 this year. His ERA wasn't crazy low, but in college, if your ERA is around 3, I guess that's really good.
He was the pitcher of the year, was he?
Oh yeah.
Is he one of these guys like big? Like he's a big arm guy?
No. His fastball's like 93.
Yeah.
Oh, nubs.
Sick curveball.
Yeah.
His curveball is silly.
Was this 1987?
What do you mean? Yeah, that's nubs. I want.
He's 6'2", weighs 180.
Yeah, he's skinny.
Yeah, he doesn't look physically imposing at all. Mm-mm. You know what? They could be botching this.
Hey, you know he'd be silly.
You only like right? Roger Clemens types?
He doesn't move me, really.
You're not looking at Paul Skeens Jr.
No.
What?
So you know it'd be silly if...
It's like Corbin.
If we could have like a MLB draft watch party with Rizzo, and he's giving commentary on everybody.
Starts joning.
Getting picked.
Dude, we should
like
have done
his
that.
Do's and don'ts.
I wonder if he would do that.
Yeah, but the interview showed he was just taking the high road.
Yeah, yeah, but this isn't on air. This is personal.
Well, he could even do
something. Would tell us so many things. Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome.
And then we know you'd do it at Caddy's where Riggleman.
Bring Riggleman back, yeah.
Eric, there is a guy, though, that I think you would like. His name's Liam Doyle. He's from Tennessee. He's a left-handed pitcher, and he's got he's got the best fastball in the draft. But he's the guy that he'll start screaming at the batters after he strikes them out. I mean, uh-huh. he's crazy. Like, he's just a wild white guy. He's left. He throws. He's got the best.
Is he really wild, though? Like, wild? Like
No. It's fast. No, like, his antics are wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the fans love him.
Why don't we draft him, then?
It's possible he's going to go in the top 5, probably.
Oh, he's going to go that high?
Oh, yeah.
He might go 2.
He might go 2. I get more size for him than
Got like a big butt, big thighs. Like he looks like a beast.
He's got a 100-mile-an-hour fastball or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But Anderson...
It's like John Rocker.
Well, without the racism.
Yeah. Anderson led D1 in strikeouts. Anderson strikes out guys. Now, he doesn't throw it by you.
I tell you, Anderson, I already compared him. He's Corbin.
Patrick Corbin.
Hey, Corbin's won 2 in a row.
Second time this year. Corbin was unreal with us in whatever that was, 2019. He was unreal.
Has Anderson already had Tommy John?
He's a junior in high school.
So he's already had it? Well, he's going to have another one probably.
They've done the math on that. It's like 7 years. Like a Tommy John mm-hmm. lasts, you get about 7 good years.
I think so, yeah.
And then you need your number 2. If you continue to start.
Yeah.
You put that wear and tear.
I don't know. I'm of the ilk.
Yeah, dude, he's Corbin.
The pick doesn't even matter if the owner doesn't start spending money. And I think that's kind of where the fan base is at.
Mm-hmm.
Which... very dangerous. I think more and more apathy is setting in for the Washington Nationals.
So I asked Rizzo that, and he always takes it like as an offense that you would even compare him to the Pirates.
Yep.
I'm not comparing to the Pirates past.
Right.
I'm comparing from here on out.
I understood what you were doing.
Like, I understand you won a World Series. You weren't the Pirates. I just want to make sure we're not the Pirates forever.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of like the Pirates right now.
Yeah, I think it was a good comparison, just like your comparison to the owner, Dan Snyder. I mean, it's different. Mm-hmm. Dan Snyder had, you know, sexual harassment and all the workplace issues and was hated, but he spent money. At the same time, the fan base lost any sort of faith in the owner. And I think that's where the Nationals fan base is.
The way he answered it, if I remember correctly, is he said, you should spend money. He didn't say they would.
Yeah.
He said, you know, when you get close, you should then spend money. You should make a Geo deal. You should then, you know.
Yes, yes.
Bring in a Scherzer.
Right. But he didn't say that they would.
And remember when we asked him, what would you have done differently? I think I asked him that. He started saying things like about sign different players. So that tells me that he was limited on what he could spend on certain guys.
Well, but also sometimes they don't work out.
You could spend a lot and a guy just doesn't pan out.
No, I know. But the way I took at it was he wanted certain guys because he wanted Walker.
Yeah.
Christian Walker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then they were going to offer him $60 million over 3 years.
Right, but how could he have a regret about that? He had no say in that.
No, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I think that was what he was in.
He was. I understand.
He was saying, I think we could have been better if my boss would have allowed me to sign certain guys.
In defense of the learners, so you're saying when the time comes to launch, it's time to spend money.
Right.
What if the learners?
That's what I've been hoping.
What if the learners said, hey, we're not there yet? Let's kind of continue. And then Mike was adamant about.
Well, that's what I think has happened. That's what I'm guessing has happened. Like, yeah.
They go to the learners, say, it's time to open the checkbook. I think this team can make a run at the division or wild card at worst. And then they go, nah, you see it, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem if that happens. I mean, you got to trust your guy. But I don't think that Mike even thinks this team could compete for a wild card. I don't think he thought that yet.
No.
I don't think they're quite there yet. And I think that's why they're waiting. But maybe that's waiting too long.
Well, then, if that's the tactic the learners are going to take, then the learners are right. If everyone thinks that the team's not ready yet.
Well, that's what I've always said, that I think that their approach is reasonable. I've always said that.
But they're also
the solution is
that they will spend when they do think they're ready.
I know, but everyone's solution is to spend more money. But if they didn't think they're there yet,
Well, I think you'd be more satisfied. Let's say they spent more money this offseason. They're not going to compete, but they'd win 10
more
games.
I don't think they know D about if they're ready or not.
I think that's also true.
Mike Rizzo knows if the team is good or not.
I agree.
Yeah.
But what if Rizzo said, honestly, I think this is a 73-win team? And they go, okay, well, we don't really want to spend a lot for 73 wins.
Well, currently, of course, with the guys they have on the roster.
Right, right, right.
But if you add two or three guys.
No, I know, but he said, we think it's a 73-win team the way it is right now. If I add a couple more guys, maybe we could get to 78, 79.
500, go be 500.
Yeah. Then they're like.
You still have to add guys to get to 500.
Right.
That's my point.
Right.
Yeah, but
we don't want to pay that much.
I think they just don't want to pay. That's what I think.
You don't think they would pay if you had a reasonable expectation you could win the division? I think they would pay.
But how are you going to win the division when you don't have signed free agents to help out the young guys?
I think at that point they would. In other words, if Rizzo said, hey, if you give me X amount of dollars to sign A, B, and C, we can win the division, then I think they would do it.
Well, let's see what happens in the offseason.
I'm banking on that. Otherwise, there's no hope in being a fan.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do, wait until James Wood is 2 years away from his free agent deal, and he's going to be a $500 million player?
It's another problem I don't know how to
solve.
Guy's
going to be the next freaking Juan Soto.
But that hopelessness is setting in, like it did with the Redskins fans.
Yeah.
Who were like, we're never going to win with Dan Snyder as the owner.
The sick thing is that they are like billionaires. Like, it's not like you need a Steve Cohen. Like, we got a Steve Cohen.
Yeah, but all the owners and the clubs that don't spend money, they're all billionaires.
Yeah.
They all got money.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, enjoy this weekend when you go to watch Superman.
Yeah, I'm going.
Actually, it might not be coming
right
until
after
Monday.
I drop golf.
I thought you were playing. Aren't you playing golf today?
So 12:45.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. For Bish, EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.